You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
I have too many toys on my computer.
Maybe you should clean up.
Nah, where else am I going to put them?
In a box. This week on Dueling Review, we review Deathbed number 3. Have you ever felt alone? Lost? Like you needed a friend? If so, join the Cult of Luna! Starting in the heyday of the cult movement, the Cult of Luna follows the words of the greatest Antonio Luna. Every single word, no matter how random or insane, the Cult of Luna treats him as an eternal gospel. He is their god, and he'll be your god. So, come on down and join us. Bring the kiddies, journey to the center of your inner mind. Meet exciting people who want to meet you. Find out what you're really made of. Share yourself with our hungry followers, and most of all, have fun. So what'd you think of Deathbed?
I don't know what to think of Deathbed.
Did you read the first 2 issues?
No.
So what it is, and the reason why it's called Deathbed, is this Antonio Luna. He's apparently dying. And so he calls this woman to him that's going to write his autobiography. And she's like, I've never heard of you. And first thing that happens after he chases everyone out of his bedroom, you know, he's laying like dying in his bed. These ninja mummies attack. And he's like, ha ha, this is all a ruse to kill my enemies. And he just like opens fire on all these mummies. And then, you know, the goal is that he's going to, you know, this mummy's curse, this mummy ninja guys that show up in this issue are saying anyone and everyone you've ever had contact with, we are going to kill because we hate you that much because of all the evil things you've done in your life. And so Antonio takes, I think her name's Val. Is that her name?
Val,
and,
yeah.
And they start going around the world looking up his old people that he's had encounters with, and they're all dead by this mummy cult. And that leads us to this issue number 3, where we find out that at one time Antonio Luna was a cult leader, mainly for the sex and the drugs, but this cult went a little bit too far and took everything that he said literally, like you are what you eat. And so the cult thinks that in order to truly understand what their god, their leader, means to them, they have to eat him. And Val is just, you know, like an appetizer.
Right. Poor Val.
He gets out of it. So I read this third issue without reading the first 2. And I was probably feeling like you. Oh, my God. What kind of freakiness did our listeners request that we read this week?
Yep.
What did they get us into? And I was kind of like, by the end of the issue, kind of digging it, because Antonio Luna, he kind of feels like a cross between Jay Peterman and the Dos Equis guy, the world's most interesting man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's kind of like a cross between those two, but with a little bit of maybe Zardoz thrown in. It is crazy stuff. And I kind of dig it.
It's worth it for Val. It really is. Val, I think, is my favorite character in this whole thing, because there's a point where they're locked in a vault about to be killed and eaten. And Val is like,
oh, not a vault. You know? They're locked in a refrigerator.
And Val is like, she gets mad and she grabs a severed head and smashes the lock to get out of the refrigerator. And I'm just like, yeah, go Val. Plus, Val's cute.
I'm really kind of curious where this story is going to go, because here's this guy. He's super rich. And from the very first issue, you know that he's super rich. His house gets burned down by these ninja mummies.
Right.
And Val's like, I've never heard of you. And she follows him along. And some of these stories appear like they're playing out, and some of them seem really crazy and over the top, including this cannibal cult
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of the issue, you know, he goes back and picks up that severed head that was used to smash open the door. And he's like, you know, I may forget a name, but I'll never forget a face or something along those lines. And he's like, this face is so familiar. I don't know who it is. And then suddenly, just like you see in a lot of these crazy stories like Baron Munchausen, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, he becomes this unreliable narrator. And he basically says that outright. I am an unreliable narrator. This is going to be interesting. And it's like, oh, my God, if this is the first act, these first three chapters of the first act, what kind of craziness is going to happen next?
Well, hopefully they can keep, you know, things on this level, because there's a lot in this issue. I mean, this issue is sex, drugs, rock and roll, Jonestown, cannibals, Val. By the way, have I mentioned that Val is super cute?
Yeah, she's okay.
I like Val. But yeah, there's just a lot going on in these pages.
It is deep.
Yeah, when the people show up dressed in the capes made from human skin, I'm like, nope. Nope.
Yeah.
A whole lot of nope.
It just gets weirder and weirder. And I would highly recommend, Matthew, if you haven't read the first two issues, go back and read those first two issues, because it makes this story a lot more grounded. But it also has some amazing visuals. And that's the other thing that is in this book, are just some amazing, crazy visuals in Deathbed Number 3. And this is Riley Rossmo.
Yep.
Holy cow, man. Now, a little word of warning. This is a Vertigo book, and there are boobs and wieners and carved up bodies left and right. In fact, one guy's wearing a garter of wieners around his leg.
Right. Garter of Wieners, by the way, is my Puddle of Mud cover band.
There you go. And if you go back to the first issue, which I know you will, because now you're hooked on this series.
Garden of Wieners.
When you first get to see Antonio Luna in his full body, he's kind of naked.
Does he have a garter of wieners?
No, he does not. He's a little bit more sane than this cult of Luna that we meet in this issue.
And I love the fact that he and Val spend the majority of the issue wearing makeshift underwear made of lettuce.
Oh, and that carrots. They're garnishes. They're little garnishes, right? Reason.
Yeah. Just the lettuce underpants. I'm just cracking up throughout the whole issue. And, you know, there's a certain level of story where not knowing what's going on sometimes can build into it. And it's not something that you can do forever, for sure. You know, you get to that level of lost where you have to start answering questions. But just being thrown into the middle of this and having it be what is really kind of interesting, because I looked at this and all I can think of is Deathbed, the bed that eats. And I'm like, well, that's a wacky, strange horror movie. There's no way that they're going to manage to live up to that by having a son. Oh, they did. This is just as weird, and I'm totally fine with that.
Now, the good thing is you can piece together enough of what's going on.
Yes.
From just reading issue number 3 to kind of figure out what's going on, except maybe Val's role in all of this. And then you find out that she's this writer that really needs a job, and she's been assigned to ghostwrite his biography.
Yep.
That's what you pick up from the other issues.
She actually says in this issue, since you hired me to write your biography, we've been in dangerous situations. So I'm hoping that this means that the whole book won't be doom and gloom. And then, of course, they nearly get killed.
I think it's going to be even more horrific. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, to be honest with you. I think that
lettuce pun.
Yes. You know, I think that it's going to get more horrifying. I mean, issue 2. They go to the funeral of this guy, of this woman who has passed away and supposedly killed by the ninja mummies. And he's going on and telling this incredible story about insect queens from Area 51 and how he and this woman made love. And it was the most exciting 2 weeks of his life, and how he was the best lover to her ever. And the whole family that's just around this dead woman are like aghast. And Val has to smack him in the head and is basically like, dude, she may have been something important in your life, but you are not anything important in her life. And so there's some realization things going on. It's just, you know, he's starting to come around that maybe he's a little bit too self-centered. Maybe he thinks that it's always all about him, and he's maybe starting to come to grips with that. And maybe that's what's happening at the end of this issue as well, that he is going to have to deal with. Yeah, that he's a terrible person and he needs to deal with those repercussions. It's kind of like the discussion that's going on line right now about this upcoming Indiana Jones movie and how a lot of the people that I follow on Twitter are kind of like, I would really like this to be Indiana Jones examining being a Tomb Raider and coming to grips with the things that he has destroyed and having remorse and trying to fix all of the things that he has destroyed. And maybe that's what's going to happen here, providing that the ninja mummies don't kill everyone else first.
Yep.
I don't know. I really enjoyed this more than I thought, because when I got to the cannibal reveal too, I was like, oh, ooh, no, I don't think
this is a book for me.
But then, like I said, I went back and read the first two issues and I'm like, oh no, this is, it may be some unpleasantness in both the story and the graphics a little bit, maybe too, you know, horror film type stuff. What's right. The one that, Thousand Corpses, House of a Thousand
House
Corpses.
Of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. It may be a little bit too much like that for my taste, but there's something about Antonio Luna and his crazy story and Val trying to figure it all out that I want to finish reading.
Yeah. And you know, the guy with the bowler hat that has a nose on it, he's gross and I'm glad he dies.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yes. Yes. So what didn't you like about this issue?
There are parts of it that are inexplicable. There's a literal giant in it who's like 20 feet tall.
Sure, you just breed them big.
Sure, yeah, that's clearly what it is. And I feel like...
And, you know, ninja mummies. I mean, if you're going to have a giant, I mean, ninja mummies just seem like an afterthought.
Mum ninjas is what they're called, or mumjas for short. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those stories where it's really hard to kind of tear it apart and say this worked and this didn't work, because the overall effect was, oh my God, over the top, we're in this situation and it's all downhill from here. And it was really successful in that. And I feel like Riley's you know, visuals were really interesting. And I kind of love that last page hook where it feels like he hasn't learned anything. And then suddenly he's like, oh, no, this means something. This is important. And she's trying to figure out why he's turning the mashed potatoes into, you know, Devil's Tower. Plus, Val is cute.
Yeah, yeah. Not creepy at all. Oh, all right.
Shut up.
Yeah, I give this a really big thumbs up. And thank you to our patrons who voted for us to review this one. Now, we talked last week that ROM and the Micronauts number 4 was originally what we were going to do, except they bumped that a week.
Yeah,
but I'm glad that the runner-up was Deathbed number 3 from Vertigo. Thank you for that recommendation. I had not known anything about it, and then it landed in my lap, and I really dig it.
That's how I got married.
Well, maybe that's how you got married. But
that's what I literally just said.
Oh, I thought you were being, facetious, going, oh, that's how you got married.
No, I literally said I.
Thank yes.
You. Can you hear me?
No, no one can hear you.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Only when you're using coherent sentences, which you rarely use. So maybe question mark. Bottom line for me, go out and check out Deathbed number 3. I think it is enjoyable. Matthew, bottom line for you.
I like it. Look, a cohesive sentence.
There you go. Finally, 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 finally. Speaking of finally, next week from Boom Studios, Abbott number 4, Adventure Time number, what is this? Is it really up to 75 issues for Adventure Time? Oh, man, it just seems like yesterday that comic appeared on the scene and we were reviewing it over at majorspoilers.com. Big Trouble in Little China, Old Man Jack number 8 arrives in stores, as does a Goldie Vance trade paperback volume 4 and Lumberjanes number 49. I think that issue ends at number 50, or that series ends at number 50.
Aw.
But they've got a one shot, like a original graphic novel coming out this summer from Lila Sturgis. And I forget who the artist is on this, but their adventures are going to continue. So I don't know if the series is actually ending or if they're just moving to a different way of telling the stories.
That's cool.
Also, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers gets a second printing for issue number 25, and the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 2018 annual arrives in stores next week. That one has an $8 cover price. Dark Horse Comics has Aliens Dust to Dust number 1, Buffy the Vampire Slayer volume 11, or season 11, I guess, Giles number 3. There you go. DC Comics has Batgirl number 22, Batman and the Signal number 3 of 3. Wow, is that, did that series hit delays, or was it like every other month, or?
I don't remember if it's bi-monthly or if it was delayed, but it seems like forever.
Yeah, of course, I know it's got to be longer than 3 months ago. I'm pretty sure we reviewed that in 2017.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Maybe we reviewed it at the beginning of the year. I don't know. It just seems very, for that to hit the third issue right now seems very late. DC Comics is quickly approaching its, Detective Comics is quickly approaching issue 1000 with issue 979 out next week. Flash number 45, Injustice 2, gets a trade paperback collection. Also, did you see that there's going to be an Injustice He-Man and the Masters of the Universe event?
What?
Yes. So you're going to, not only do you get to see, and this has happened before, He-Man has been in the DC Universe, but well, now sure. You're going to see the Injustice storyline go to Eternia or vice versa.
Oh God. I hate the Injustice storyline.
Oh, some people really love that Injustice series.
Well, some people love a lot of things I don't.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo team up number 37, Silencer number 4, The Terrifics number 3 comes out next week. As does Trinity number 22 and Wonder Woman number 45. Over at Dynamite Entertainment, we have Battlestar Galactica versus Battlestar Galactica number 4 of 6. Jeepers Creepers number 1. That's one of them horror properties, right?
I heard that, yeah.
I don't know anything about Jeepers Creepers because in the 80s and 90s, I avoided horror movies like the plague. So I missed out on Candyman. I missed out on Jeepers Creepers. I missed out on Chucky. What else did I miss out on? I watched a lot of Nightmare on Elm Street. I stayed away from the Jason Voorhees.
Those are good, though.
Trying to think what other horror things would have come out. I did, for whatever reason, watch that horrible trilogy of terror with the little voodoo doll trying to kill Karen Black. Ugh.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
That is some crazy, scary times, man. That is some scary, crazy times. That's probably why I avoided Jeepers Creepers. Oh, what's the guy that's full of bees?
That's not the Swarm. Candyman.
Oh, is that the Candyman? Okay.
Yeah. The Candyman can, because he draws a pentagram and kills a goat in the middle.
Maybe we should say Candyman a couple more times. Sheena,
I think we should.
Number 8, also arrives next week. IDW Publishing has Dungeons & Dragons Evil at Baldur's Gate number 1 and Sonic the Hedgehog number 4. Now, IDW Publishing, since they've gotten that Sonic property, they have released the first 4 issues once a week for this entire month. Now it'll go back to its monthly release schedule after this.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Image Comics has, is that really what it's called? Beef number 3. Yep, Beef number 3. No idea it's what about it's about. Beef. Cyber Force number 2, Days of Hate number 4, Hit Girl number 3, Ice Cream Man number 4. Oh, I'm going to go grab that issue.
Stop me if you're counting by.
Let's see. There's a whole bunch of Image Firsts, and Image Firsts are kind of like the True Believers series, which is kind of like the Dark Horse series where everything's cheaper. Image Firsts are first issues for only $1. So you can get a Far, Age of Bronze, Curse Words, Fear Agent, Moonshine, Moonstruck, Redneck, and Street Angel. Of that list, I would probably say Moonshine is very interesting. We reviewed
Street
it here
Angel
on Daily
has its
Review.
Moments.
Does it okay? Well, I don't know Curse Words, and I'm not familiar with Age of Bronze. So
Curse Words is the one where the ancient wizard is now in the modern day and
Shazam?
Trying to run wizardry. No, it's not the wizard Shazam.
Oh, okay.
It's the wizard. What's his face? And he's trying to run magic like a business.
Oh, okay. Neat. Redneck number 12 arrives next week, as does Sacred Creatures number 6. Savage Dragon number 233. It's got that big MR tag on it.
It's got a 232 way.
Maybe. You'll only find out if you read the issue next week. Marvel Comics has the all-new Wolverine number 34. Amazing Spider-Man number 798 gets a second printing. Avengers number, is this 690 is what they're up to?
Yep.
Wow. Doctor Strange hits issue 389. Doctor Strange Damnation hits issue number 4. That's the final issue in that miniseries. Huntful Wolverine number 1 arrives. You know, he's back.
For Wolverine?
Yep. He's back.
Guess Legion, who's back?
Legion number 4 of 5. Legion Son of X, that gets a trade paperback collection. Lockjaw number 3 of 4. Star Wars Darth Vader number 15. Star Wars Dr. Aphra number 19. And Thanos number 18 gets a second printing there, as does the Thanos annual number 1 arrives on stores shelves.
It's a Thanuel, if you will.
It's a Thanuel. That's right, Matthew. Venom 165, Venomized number 4. That's the penultimate issue there. X-Men Blue 26, X-Men Domino gets a trade paperback. I wonder why. And X-Men Red number 2 arrives. In all the rest category, there's Archie number 30, Belladonna Fire Fury number 1, the Bitcoin Comic Handbook, only $6.
Are there Bitcoins in it?
It would be nice, right? I have no idea what that's about. I'm very interested now.
I if bet it's, you if it's a like handbook.
I wonder if it's like everything you wanted to know about Bitcoin, but you need it explained to you in a sequential comic book form.
That's why I've got John Oliver.
Deep Boots number 1, Dollface number 14, Jungle Fantasy Annual number 2017. There are only
14.
Only 3 covers on this.
Okay, so there's a nude cover.
There is a beautified Fauna adult, a beautified Tundra adult, and a beautified Vixens adult. Here's the better question for you, Matthew. Not how many variant covers, but what is the cover price for each of these books?
$7.99.
No.
$4.99.
Higher.
$9.99.
Higher.
$15.99.
Higher.
No.
Yes.
$19.99.
Higher.
Are you kidding me?
$39.99.
What? Do the Vixens come to your house and paint the pictures for you?
Maybe. I don't know. But we have seen with a lot of these variant covers, especially when they get into the nudie variant cover territory, they jack the price up on that. So if you got $39.99 to spare, Jungle Fantasy Annual 2017 out
Jungle
next week.
Jungle Fantasy.
Lady Death, Jungle the Unholy Unholy Ruin number 1, Lookers number 0, Mythical Creatures gets a $9.95 cover price, Prisoner number 1, Dynamite Entertainment, I think the one you will be most interested in. Which one are you going to be most interested in? Because there's a lot of variant covers here, Matthew, that you might... Well, this isn't from Dynamite. Who's doing this? Oh, Titan Comics. That's who this is. Titan Comics. What variant cover are you most interested in? There's the Mike All... I don't know if it's Mike Allred. It just says Allred, so I'll say Mike
Allred.
Allred. The photo cover, the Jack Kirby Allred cover, the Lorimer cover, the McCrea cover, or the Allred black and white cover?
Probably the Kirby Allred cover.
Do you want to guess the price of the
$29.99.
No.
$4.99.
Lower.
$7.50.
Lower.
$8.50.
Lower.
$1.
Higher.
$2.
Higher.
$2.01.
Higher.
$3.99.
$3.99.
$2.02.
Rick and Morty number 37 arrives in stores, as does Shadow Man number 2 and Solar Flare season 2 number 6. Stalag X is a hardcover release at $29.99. Strangers in Paradise, is this volume 25? It says Strangers in Paradise. It's got to be volume 25, number 3, because it's got XXV number 3.
Okay.
So that's maybe a $3.99
Strangers in Paradise 25 years later.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
That sounds about right. It would have been 90 something.
Yep. Subspecies number 2, Trump Putin on the hits, $9.99. There is also an Uber Invasion number 4.
Little cars with mustaches everywhere.
Underdog number 3. I don't know who puts out the Underdog. And then Exo Man War number 14 arrives next week from Valiant Entertainment. What are we going to review next week? Well, that is kind of up to you. The list is going to be going live shortly over our Patreon page at patreon.com/majorspoilers. If you have a Patreon account, doesn't matter if you are a current patron of Major Spoilers or not, this is free. Anyone can go over there and cast their vote for what we should read next week on the show. It's there. It is. Go tell us what you want us to read, and we will read it next week on Dueling Review. I think that wraps it up for the show, Matthew. And listeners, you can show your support for this show and everything we do at Major Spoilers by becoming a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Your contribution allows us to keep this show going, pays for our growing costs, and gives us the motivation to produce more content for you each and every week. So thank you so much for checking out Dueling Review, and we will talk with you next time when you will hear Matthew say,
"There is no Singer Sewing Center down on Route 205.
podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.